Cars are speeding through Kodiak on a recent rainy Monday as staff are busy moving into the newest and one of the biggest buildings downtown. The Islander Bookshop is one of a handful of local businesses that announced it's moving into the mall. It's relocating from a small storefront about a mile north of downtown. Melissa Halfman is the founder and co-owner of the bookstore.
Blows my mind a bit that in 2023, an indie bookstore, you know, not like in the lower 48, but on this island, you know, pretty far out there, right? Can expand, triple our size.
This weekend, the bookshop is reopening in its new spot and part of a soft opening of the Kodiak Marketplace this weekend before the grand opening in May of next year. Halfman says the move also means the Islander Bookshop can reach entirely new customers.
Part of the calculation to see if we can make it a go in a larger space is that we would hopefully be able to have the folks visit the bookstore that, you know, maybe don't have vehicles or maybe they're fishing for a season.
The new location is also much closer to hotels and where cruise ships dock. Halfman says getting new tourist traffic will be huge for the store. They started moving stock less than a week before the reopening. She says the move has been near seamless so far. Longtime locals knew the spot as the AC or craft building, as it served as sort of a department store, then a grocer, but those businesses closed down. The Kodiak Area Native Association bought the building about a decade ago, and it served as a gym and storage space until it was torn down in 2021. The Blue Behemoth that replaced it now boasts two floors that span a total of over 60,000 square feet. The Native Association even moved some of their own offices to the upper floor already. Canna has mostly been known in town for healthcare, but this was a huge investment in commercial real estate. The Native Association's chief executive officer, Mike Pfeffer, says they wanted to invest in the community.
It's about the social determinants of health. It's not just about going to the doctor because you've got a runny nose, right? It's about improving the community. So the social determinants of health are more important, or at least more comprehensive, right, than just going to the doctor.
Kodiak doesn't have any community lounges or places to just meet and talk like that. Pfeffer says he hopes the new building can fill that niche.
It's something that has not been in place for as long as I've been in Kodiak, and the opportunity for an investment in our people, in our programs, and in our community from Canna's perspective was a great thing to do.
So far, a toy store has already opened in the marketplace, and the bookstore will open in the coming weeks alongside a local indigenous artist who will be selling crystals, jewelry, and other art pieces. The new marketplace will also feature a bakery, a post office, a restaurant, a gift shop for the Aleutic Museum, and even a small grocery store in the next year. There's even bigger event rooms to host conferences or large gatherings upstairs. Ellen Simeonoff grew up in Kodiak and is the executive director for the Chamber of Commerce. She says it's a great focal point for downtown.
It centralizes downtown a little bit more, so that you have more retail businesses next to restaurants, near coffee shops, near the hotels. It's a beautiful new building. I think it's exciting growth for our community and our economy.
She says Kodiak's downtown area didn't feel safe and was kind of run down for about the last 15 years until recently. Simeonoff says that's changing. She's noticed a major difference in the energy of the area in the last few years, especially as several new shops and restaurants have popped up.
Quality of life is everything, because you can have industry, but if you don't have quality of life to go with the industries that you have, people don't want to stay or come back.
Halfman, the co-owner of the Islander Bookshop, moved to Kodiak as a teenager and shared a similar sentiment. She says she's honored to bring some of the magic back to the area.
Just to be able to be a part of bringing back downtown and to play our role in that is, like, it's the chance of a lifetime, you know? It's so exciting.
Halfman says her favorite part of the new location is lounge, where patrons can read and preview books before buying them. The bookstore opens this Friday with a grand reopening next week. Exploring the new mall in Kodiak, I'm Brian Venois.